Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy, and my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing, and they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get most queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese. Diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas. Served at the side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey, rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Champions of the People Injury Show. We're here every week to teach you and educate you and give you the information you need to fight the insurance company. This is a war. You can win this war. We win it all the time. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Our books are all there. We've written six books and we got more in the works. Six books. They're free. You can download an e-copy free, or you can get call our office and we'll send you a hard copy. Can you win this concussion war? Do you know what a concussion is? Do you know how it affects you? Do you know what the infrastructure and the structure in the brain is? Is this a structural fight? No. This is an infrastructural fight inside your brain with axons, neurons, dendrites, and we're going to go through those a little bit later in the show. It's a neural network. It is a neural network, and once it's impaired, and once the signals don't fire across your brains and the neurological circuits like they're supposed to, it results in impairments. Then one of the questions is, is it going to improve? You know, when you go to the doctor after a car crash and you say, well, I was a little foggy, I'm a lot foggy, doctor, the doctor knows that you have to wait. So most doctors, if you have pain, they give you a prescription for pain medication. If you have a headache, you might get a prescription for a headache. Or you might just take over the counter. If the headaches persist, if the symptoms persist, if they keep going on, and as we said, if new symptoms come up, and which they will with regard to a concussion, then you need to be able to document it and prove it. Now, there are ways to do it. Brad, let's take them through the fact that, you know, you have family, you have friends. They normally see these symptoms in you. So that's a critical element of your proof.
Now, the other day I was sitting down with a man and his child. His child had been in a crash. She's a teenager. And we started talking about whether or not she has memory problems and to the extent she has memory problems. And the dad kind of laughed. He said, well, you shouldn't be asking her. You should be asking me because I can tell you more about her memory problems than she can. And he was right. He could. He knew much more about the memory problems because sometimes you can't remember your memory problems. And that becomes a problem that just being able to relate it if you don't talk to family members. You've got to be able to sit down and talk to family members. If it's a person going to school, you got to talk to their, so a lot of times you got to talk to their teachers. You got to talk to their coaches. You got to talk to the people who they're involved with. You got to talk to their friends. You got to find out what they've missed and what they're not doing at work. If it's somebody who works, if it's somebody who's not going to school, you got to find out, okay, how many hours a week are they working in and who's with them and what are they doing and what are their job responsibilities and are they remembering those job responsibilities? A lot of times that means getting the history of the person. You deal with people who go to the grocery store. You're asking them, when you go to the grocery store, do you remember what it is you were going to pick up? How many of you sitting here there listening to this show right now think, I can go to the grocery store and remember the five things I need? Others of you go, there's no way I can remember it. Well, let me tell you something. And you're saying, I don't have a head injury. That's right. But the things you can remember and you can't after a head injury become very significant. It leaves you lost. It leaves you wondering what you're doing, and you're going, I used to be able to do this. And that's why we need to talk to family members. We need to talk to work associates. We need to talk to friends. We need to talk to people who can say, they used to be able to do this. They used to be able to carry out these functions, and now they can't. And they can't because they can't remember, or they have memory problems. Very significant that you have to address.
That's one way that you prove it. You prove it through your family members, your friends, how you have changed, how it has affected your work. You prove it through work members, maybe your employer, maybe your supervisor. All right, but that's not the only way. And you must know this. You can't just let a good attorney just doesn't let the injured person get on the stand and say, I've had headaches and it's changed my life forever. You have to have more. You have to have a legal game plan. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You come to see us. We'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan tailored to you, your accident, your crash, the mechanism of injury, and how this has affected you. Further proof of concussions. How do you do this? You go to the neurologist. Neurologists specialize in concussions. They specialize in the neural networks of the brain. They understand that. You go to neuropsychologists. So point is, you must go to the proper and appropriate specialties to prove the case. You can't just rely, God bless them, on your PCP because they don't do this. And so whether you say they're a doctor, but they're not like a neurologist. They're not like a neuropsychologist. So you must do that. You must go to the appropriate specialties. Now, you can also get brain scans. And then you can see, and it measures what they call hypoperfusion, the slow blood flow in certain parts of the brain that can be correlated with the concussions and the coup contra coup, the rapid acceleration and deceleration, and that's how you start to build the case.
That's correct. Yeah, that's once again something you've got to be able to understand, and you've got to be able to deal with people, and you've got to know when and for what purpose you're going to send people to a brain scan. And why you're going to send it to brain scans, and whether or not you're going to spend that kind of money, what's involved with the brain scan, and is it going to help or not. Not every time will brain scans show a brain injury. Once again, it's so important to remember that brain injuries can exist, and you just can't see them. There's no amount of machinery that may show them. Other ones, yes, there are brain scans. There are tests that can show what would lead to an injury. Now, let me tell you that Gary, that's some of the hardest fought parts of science, of medical science, that we deal with in a courtroom, is when you get these brain scans and you have one side analyzing them and saying this shows there's a brain injury, but yet you get the other side so arguing and saying that shows nothing, that doesn't verify anything, and you have doctors on both sides making those arguments.
Well, the defense and the insurance companies hire the defense, and they hire these defense doctors to basically say that these brain scans don't mean anything. They're worthless. You shouldn't even use them or consider them. The reason is they don't like them. The reason it is because it objectively shows and proves, like I said, the hypoperfusion, one scan, the slow blood flow. Think about this. You've been reporting executive functions in your brain, the parietal part of the brain, the frontal lobe part of your brain. What does that mean, Gary? That means you've been reporting, I can't process numbers. I can't do my checkbook like I used to. I can't remember things. I have memory problems. I can't get to from point A to point B like I used to. There's a certain part of the brain. Now listen up. Like we say in the military, listen up. There's a certain part of the brain that deals with those functions. And if you go to undergo a brain scan and that shows hypoperfusion, slow blood flow in the same part of the brain, like the left parietal frontal lobe, the same part of the brain, and then the neuropsychologist tests you and shows impairments in the same part of the brain, the parietal, the left parietal, the right parietal, the frontal lobe, that's the most normally injured, then you're on your way to proving a concussion.
And let's make sure we understand myths. There are certain myths out there. One of the myths that you hear all the time is we only use 10% of our brain and the other 90% we don't use. We got plenty of brain cells, and if we lose some or some get killed off, it's not a bad thing. It's okay. Well, these are myths. Let me tell you something. We use all areas of our brain. We use all areas. As Gary was telling you, there's different parts of our brain that deal with different functions. And as science goes on and as medicine goes on, we're learning that, and we're going to learn it more and more and more and more and more. And we can even have injuries that happen to our brain that create a phenomena inside our brain that in essence has like a little Pac-Man effect where other parts of our brain are being eaten away. That's a lot of what they have found when they've been dealing with the football players and the injuries, that the injury starts and it just keeps spreading and spreading and spreading. And the important part about that is to understand that, once again, what might be a mild traumatic brain injury that we're thinking, oh, it's not a big deal, can turn into a very significant life-affecting injury that you have to pay attention to. You have to couple the brain injury with how it's affected the person's functioning. You need to take a look at that functioning. And you need to take a look at that not only through the eyes of the person who's been injured, but you need to take a look at it through the eyes of the people whom they associate with. You need to look at social activities. Need to look at their hobbies. You need to look at their emotional health. You need to look at their level of energy. Are they able to maintain that level of energy that they used to have before the crash, before the brain injury became a problem for them?
It's kind of interesting. The brain is absolutely fascinating, miraculous organ. And it has billions of cells and neural networks, and they've got to fire appropriately. Think about this a minute. Think about this. You've got your brain, and you live your daily life, and you've been living for a long time until you had this car crash. And when there is no problem in your brain, there's no problem. The only time there's a problem in the brain is when there's a problem. I don't even know who said that. Maybe I just made that up. I don't know. But look, when you function normally day to day, you haven't had the car crash, you're doing everything you want to do, you're enjoying life, you're going to school, you're studying, you're doing your job just fine. When it's all okay, it's okay, there's no problem. You only recognize it and see it and understand it and know what happens to you when there is a problem. So, ways to prove it, we're covering that today. We've just touched the surface. Good attorneys will clearly be able to prove your concussion. You can win this war. You can give us a call anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Look at your school records. Look at your work records. Look at your social relationships. Look at your ADLs, your activities of daily living. Build up your case. You can win this war. And you build up your case properly, appropriately, truthfully, legitimately, with a solid foundation to win this. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we've done this for years. Concussions are important. They are critical. Maybe you have to go to a cognitive therapist. Maybe you get a prescription for headache medication. Maybe you get a prescription to help you with a little bit of your memory. Maybe you work on the computer to help you with your memory. These go into proving your case. Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute, and we're here to help you and teach you. You're injured in a car crash or a truck crash. You're off in an ambulance off to the emergency room. You tell the doctor everything you know, everywhere you're hurting. But the doctor is more concerned about your neck than your ankle. More concerned about your neck and your spinal cord at the moment than your low back or maybe your hip pain. And sometimes those entries don't make it into the emergency room records. Sometimes those entries don't make it into the EMT rides and their records. And the insurance company then later says to you, well, you didn't report it. You didn't say it. You didn't tell them about your left hip. They only treated your neck. You didn't tell them about your left ankle. They only treated your neck. Is there anything that you can do? Yes. Get a free legal game plan from Bell and Pollock. championsofthepeople.com will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. This is Your Legal Minute. We're talking about drunk drivers. They hit you. They injure you. They want to leave the scene. You're not going to let them leave the scene. Don't get into a physical fight or altercation. Do everything you can to keep them at the scene. The fact that they're drunk, they're going to be arrested. They're going to be tested. They're probably going to lose their license. But this is information that subjects them to punitive damages. The insurance company who insures this drunk driver does not want to hear about them being drunk. This enhances your injury claim legitimately, truthfully. Use it to your advantage, but you have to know how to do it. You need a game plan to do it. Bell and Pollock, we have a legal game plan for you with regard to drunk drivers. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, will help you.
Bell and Pollock, find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Here we go. Y'all ready? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, Injury Show. We are injury attorneys. You already know that. We're here to educate you. You know that. We're on your side, not the side of the insurance company. We've been doing this for over 30 years. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have offices in Denver. We have offices in Greenwood Village and Steamboat Springs. We have done cases all over the state of Colorado, and we will be glad to do your case. We also do workers' compensation cases and all kinds of injury cases. Today we're talking about concussions. Can you win this war? Yes. Do you have to know what you're doing? Yes. It's like a navigation system in your car. You turn it on, you want it to tell you how to get from point A to point B. That's our legal game plan. You need a legal game plan tailored to you. Not all people are alike. Not all accidents and crashes are alike. Not all mechanisms of injury are alike. Period. You can't just run a cookie-cutter situation. You have to understand what you're dealing with. We're dealing with the brain. Now, at the beginning of the show, I told you we're going to talk about structure and infrastructure. Your brain injury, your concussion is not a structural problem. It's an infrastructure problem. All the neurons, all the networks, okay? And you can causing trauma to the fibers in the brain that transmit or conduct these electrical chemical signals throughout the brain. These are fibers. They're called dendrites and axons. And I know one expert has described this as an inbox and an outbox. Simple explanation. You know, you have the fibers and you have the signals that are being transferred and transmitted, and they're firing perfectly, and there's no problem until you have this crash. And then your inbox doesn't work. Your outbox is convoluted, confusing. You have problems. You need cognitive therapy. That is another way to prove a brain injury, but you must know the anatomy of the brain, and you must be able to show it.
Well, even along with that, you have to understand you got the inbox and you got the outbox. And the dendrites constitute the inbox, and the things are coming in. But you've got also, while you're doing that, you've got the it's being processed while it's in the inbox, the information and the stuff that's been brought into your brain. And the question is, are you being able to process appropriately to even get what's come in into to be processed? And can you then get it out through the axons to be able to make sure it's being considered, that it's going out to other people? The brain is an amazing structure. It's made up of so many different functions and so many different ways it's working, that the once you change the way the structure is, once you start hurting parts of the structure, you start damaging parts of the structure, you now have a very sophisticated situation where you're trying to address what happens. And the problem is that there's not a lot of treatment for it. As Gary said, you can win it legally with lawyers who explain it and get on top of it, but a lot of times there's not a lot of treatment for what's happened.
Right, and once you understand the part of the brains that are more susceptible to injury, and you understand how the brain works and rapid acceleration and deceleration in the car, you might hit your head on the headrest, you might hit your head if you're T-boned on the side of the window, on the steering wheel. Yes, you had your seatbelt on. You better have your seatbelt on. Yes, you did. And so these are provable. So, but see, do you see? You must get down to the mechanism of injury. You must get down to the finite details in order to be able to prove the bigger picture, in order to be able to prove your particular injury. So, and it's almost like a computer system. If you enter something in the computer system, if it doesn't process appropriately or correctly, and if it's permanently that way, then you have a problem. And it doesn't get to the outbox. And the inbox and the dendrites and the axons, they're not working properly. The neural network is impaired. And you can prove it. We've shown you today how you can prove it. And so once you understand this, once you know the symptoms, once you know how to present this case, and, you know, I tell you what, I think I've said this before on the air, many times in jury trials when I'm trying to prove a concussion, I have taken to my closing argument something as simple as a Tupperware bowl sealed with Jell-O inside, and I shook it. And that's what happens to your brain. But it's not just smooth Tupperware edges inside your brain. Look at the brain. Look at the anatomy. There are jagged edges. It smashes up against the front. It smashes up against the back. It compresses. It squeezes like a sponge. The neural networks are identified and impaired. Are they going to recover? You're going to go through the testing. You're going to have an attorney who processes this and understands this. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell and Pollock is our law firm. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Brad, we've been successful in proving brain injury cases, but you have to develop this case over time. You have to pay attention to the details.
Sure. And in something like this, you better have somebody who can explain it. And it's like you said, we have these dendrites that act as an inbox to bring information into the neurons. But once the neurons are there, they have to store it. They have to process it. They have to make it work. And then they send it back out through the axon. So if you have any part of that not working, that network not working, you've got to understand we have billions of fibers connect all over the brain, microscopic. Our machinery can't see them. It can't see all of it. And we just know it's there from having looked at it after people are dead when we look at the brain system. So how do we show these are damaged? How do we make that known to people? What do? We have to explain the science to a jury, and most of the time that science is going to have to be explained through an appropriate doctor who knows what they're talking about and can identify what's going on and start talking about how that once this system has occurred, how you can maintain a quality of life, how you can do things. A mild traumatic brain injury doesn't mean a person isn't going to be able to still think. That doesn't mean they're not going to be able to do things. It means they're going to do it with certain deficits. They're going to carry out their life with certain deficits. And part of the legal game plan is identifying the legal deficits. And what are some of the deficits? Well, some of the deficits might be that they have to work longer, that they have to spend more time, that they have to write more thorough notes, that they have to write notes at all, that they have to have a planner, that they have to do certain things to help them. Now, once again, people say, well, that all happens and it happens with age. Well, it doesn't necessarily happen with age, and it doesn't happen as quickly and as significantly with age when you've been hurt. And this is why you've got to be able to identify how somebody's life has changed when the inbox and the outbox and the neurons, the processing part of the brain and the data storage aren't working right, even to the slightest degree, when they're not working to the maximum capacity that they were working before somebody hurt you.
How many times have you heard people say, oh, my computer crashed, I've got a software problem? That's your brain. That is your brain. That's a good explanation of it. You know, in the medical legal terminology, you know, brain injuries, mild traumatic brain injuries are usually called, you know, diffuse axonal injuries. And so you need to understand that. You go steps further. The injury in a mild traumatic brain injury, a moderate traumatic brain injury, or a severe one, is the fact that the axons and dendrites have been frayed. They've been torn. They've been stretched. And you say, well, it's no big deal. They've been stretched. Yes, it affects the signals that fire, like your muscles fire when you work out. Your brain fires. And the brain tries to heal itself, but it can't always do so. So you need to be able to prove it, as we said, by going to the specific lobe, the frontal lobe, the parietal lobe, that controls certain executive functions. That matches and correlates 100% with your neuropsychological testing that shows those impairments. So, in the end, you started with 9 symptoms, 9 impairments at the crash. You now have 5. Problem is, the 5 that you have are permanent. Permanent.
Sure. And you have to think of the brain also as the fact that as it processes and sends information, it has certain what we would call go-to routes. There are pathways that they've used. It's the same way as if you get up every morning and you go down I-25 every morning to get to where you're going. And when you get an injury, sometimes those routes or those pathways are obstructed for one reason or another. And now all of a sudden the brain is trying to find a way to send this information a different path. And it might do it, but it's going to do it slower. It's going to do it harder. Just the same way is if you get told you can't drive I-25 this morning. So the way you want to go to work or the way you want to go to school is now going to be a different route you have to take. And you have to go a different way. And you have to do a different pathway. And you have to find your way around it. And you have to go through the different sources, the different ways to get to work. It's going to take you longer. It's going to be more difficult. It's going to cause more stress on you. Well, the brain, when its pathways get clogged from an injury or get damaged or get destroyed from an injury, it faces the same problem.
You don't have a chance to prove this case unless you understand or your attorney understands the symptoms, the method of proof, the diagnosis, the mechanism of injury, how you're going to prove it through witnesses, through your work, everything we've talked about today. We just talked about the surface. We just touched the surface on what we do in concussions. I mean, we've sent people out for functional capacity evaluation testings on brain injuries. FCEs, functional capacity evaluations, are usually for anatomical deficiencies, range of motion, restrictions, impairments. They can also be done with brain injuries. Does you have retrograde amnesia or anterograde amnesia? Do you have amnesia? Were you and even if your tests were negative, they didn't show anything in the emergency room, you can and should still prove your case. Look, there's billions of fibers that connect all over the brain. You know, and some of these, they travel at lightning speed. Just lightning speed. And so you're only really aware you have a problem, as I said earlier, when you have the problem. Up until then, everything was functioning just fine, right? Yesterday morning, you got up and everything was just fine. Yesterday evening on your way home, boom, you're hit. You have a car crash. Then you start to develop these symptoms. What is wrong with me? What is going on? Bell and Pollock, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Any of our books are there. All these podcasts are there. You can listen to any of our shows. We have a lot of features on there. And you can peruse and navigate our website. You can come in to see us for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Whether it's your anatomical injury or your concussion or your TBI or all of the above or some of the above, we can help you. We champion people's claims and causes. We help families and have done it for years. Bell and Pollock, champions of the people. We'll see you next week.